Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl, Complex Angel, and I'm the Vibe.
And it's your girl, Queen K. I'm the Vision.
And welcome back to another episode of Queens with Vibes and Visions. Queen K, how has your week been so far?
Well, okay, so today I started back at work, and when I tell you I was not ready, I don't know. I don't know if I had mentally prepared myself, but my day started off rocky because mentally I wasn't there. You know, I was already upset and all of that. But as I just kept telling myself, things will get better. You know, you speak what's going to happen into existence. If you keep speaking negativity, then that's what's going to happen. So I pretty much turned my frown upside down, you know, and, I got it together. It was okay. First day back, you know, we needed to see how today would go so that we could, you know, work out a new schedule so we could pretty much decide what we're going to do with the building, the direction that we're going to go. Because, you know, it's not that many kids coming back, you know, because parents are still scared, which I understand. And, you know, we're still trying to get our building together and all of that stuff. So it went pretty well, I can say. My body was not ready for it. I wasn't ready for other people's kids for 12 hours, you know, let alone my own plus other people's. But it was okay. How about you?
Well, my day is always same old, getting cussed out about hours. But my boss actually emailed me today, and she said, I see that you're going on vacation Thursday and Friday. Would you like for me to make Monday and Tuesday next week office days for you to catch up? And I just felt so touched. I was like, really touched.
Aww.
I emailed her back and I told her, I said, I would definitely take Monday as an office day, but Tuesday I should be good. So I'm just glad to finally have a supervisor that understands and really checks in with her workers and doesn't use her authority. Like, she doesn't abuse it. So, but yeah, on to another note. Queen K, we are wrapping up season one.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I had a little sound machine or something.
I'm not even the soundboard. We're going to need DC for that. But, okay. Oh, yes. Going into that, the sipping tea for your soul topic tonight is Flashback Fabulous, where me and Queen K are about to, ask each other some questions, and we're just going to reflect back on our first season and go into at the end what you can expect for season two. All right, so I'll go into it first. Queen K, my first question for you is, what growth have you seen in yourself since becoming a part of this podcast?
Oh, okay. Speaking positivity into my day. That is something that you touched on before. And also being more verbal. I'm starting to speak up for myself. Like this blog has really given me a backbone. You know, I'm able to address and voice my opinion and how I feel and not feel bad about it. I've been able to apply some of the things that I've learned from previous episodes into my life, and then I have a better understanding as to why I'm at this point in my life right now. So that's the growth. Like, just loving me. Like, I do this little ritual where I got self-love as my rehab on Sundays, and that gets me amped up for Queens with Vibes and Visions on Mondays. So it's really helping with my self-love journey. Like, I'm realizing you are really a queen. You can say it and mean it. You know, you can say that you're beautiful and mean it. This platform has really helped me grow in so many areas, even parenting. You know, I don't feel bad anymore for working like I do because I know the end goal is to make sure me and my kids are straight. So this platform has really did a lot for me, like a lot, and it has grown me so much. What about you?
Oh, okay. Well, I know for me being a host on Self Love is My Rehab, I talk about some uncomfortable topics on there. But this podcast has helped me to grow with talking about uncomfortable things that we try to sweep under the rug. And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of the topics we had to talk about, Black Women Lives Matter, Dear Black Men, colorism in the Black community, racism, racial injustice, having to talk about that really helped me to step outside of my comfort zone, because, you know, my grandmother lived through that time and we're living through it right now, but she never talked about it. So, you know, you kind of want to just live in this world where, like, everything is safe and the world's not ugly. But as you become woke and as you start to peel back layers, you start to realize, yeah, the world is fucked up. And I'm realizing that. So, like, this podcast has helped me to, like, really research and, like, really just get outside of my bubble and talk about uncomfortable things that we can't keep sweep under the rug, because at the end of the day, we're Black. You know, what's going on in these times is affecting us, and I can't act like it doesn't. So this podcast has helped me with that. It's helped me to be more in touch with my feminine side, because growing up, being overdeveloped, my grandmother tried to cover that, because it's like you have a granddaughter that's 12 years old, but she looks like she's 17, and guys are looking in hormones. So I dressed like a grandma growing up. I really didn't have the best sense of fashion. you know, I kind of consider, I mean, like, seriously, like, I didn't really start getting into dressing up until I got to be in my 20s. But I'm still learning how to be, like, you know, feminine, because I consider myself like a tomboy, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, whatever. I'm real laid back. I can be one of the guys. But, like, this platform has helped me to get more in touch with my woman side and to talk to different women and see that, okay, as a woman, I'm not going through some of these things alone. You know what I'm saying? Other women go through it. And you actually answered my next question, because I was going to ask you next, what other areas of your life has this podcast helped you grow in? I know you said parenting. Was there any other ones?
Yeah. With my past, I've learned a lot of stuff from my past. You know, I can understand it better. Am I still over it? I'm getting towards that, you know, but it really helped me to shed some light on as to why I am the way I am now. So it's helping me to uncover stuff so I can grow in a healthy way, you know? So that's pretty much my parenting. My parenting, my past. And there's one more, but I can't think of it. Jesus be a thing. Okay, I can't think of it right now. I'm sorry. But that's
okay.
The main two areas. And me being a woman, my womanhood, I understand myself better, you know? That's another thing. Oh, my God. I know it's one more thing. What is it? But, yeah, that. Those are my three areas of life that this podcast has really helped me out with. It just gave me a better understanding of all. So, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, it's given me an understanding of myself. It's helping me to, like, really want to research stuff and, like, educate myself. Mm-hmm. Like, watching the grapevine for, like, when we've had to talk about the topics that we talked about, I'm educating myself on a lot. Like, I subscribe to it, and I'm really educating myself on a lot of things that I feel as a Black person I should have known about, but I'm only taught what my foundation taught me, right? And we didn't talk about this, like, you know, in the house. Like, when I was curious about, you know, things, like, I would ask my grandma, well, how come, you know, she's a Black artist, but she has a lot of white fans? She would yell and cuss me out. So it's like, okay, shut it down. We don't talk about stuff like this. So, you know, it's helping me to, like, do more research and, like, you know, really educate myself. I'm reading more self-help books about who I am. It's helping me to write more to my story. You know,
okay.
So, it's really helping me, and it's helping me to learn that I have a voice when it comes to controversial topics, and that I can't worry about what the next person might think, because we all are entitled to our opinion. So
Okay, that I'm happy that you said that, because that brings me into aspect two, which is doubt. So my first question is, did you ever doubt that the topics we discussed would not be approved or liked by our audience.
Oh, yes, yes, I did. I did. When we touched on the R. Kelly situation, I was scared. Love bombing, I was so scared with that because I had a talk with someone prior to, and they were saying, like, you know, you want to make sure how you come across because you don't want someone who's in a situation like that to think that it's okay to be in that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, my words hold weight. I don't want to, you know, cause someone else to think that I don't want something that I say, someone to take it the wrong way, and then they make a mistake in their life. And that's one thing that I doubted about this, like talking about controversial topics. I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to lose listeners this week. You know, I'm scared that we're going to get canceled. You know, like I was really kicking myself about a lot of stuff. I felt a lot of social responsibility to talk about this and to talk about that. What about you?
Yeah. I did. It was actually three topics that kind of made me kind of nervous. I got used to the routine because, you know, that was me pretty much being interviewed about, you know, the routine that I had got accustomed to, you know. And that was kind of hard for me to talk about, but it got easier, you know, to share my story. So I'm thankful for it, but I was like, don't nobody want to hear about this. And then what if the wrong person listened and they know who I'm talking about? So that scared me. Okay. The Black Women Lives Matter scared me. I didn't know how people were going to take that of other races and colors, you know, because we don't know who's calling in. You know, we know of a few, but we don't know who's all calling in. And I didn't want to offend anybody, you know. I didn't want them to think that they don't matter either. But, you know, I just wanted us to address that because we were all Black women. You know, shout out to Slay Myers and LaQuisha. Malone?
Yep, LaQuisha Malone. Yes, yep,
that women's panel was my favorite. I love that, okay? But I was scared of that topic. And lastly, Dear Black Men scared me. It scared me because I didn't want them to take what I said in the wrong context, you know? I kept putting disclaimers out there because I was just nervous. I didn't want them to think that I'm against them because by far that's not what I'm trying to do at all, you know? But those are the ones that scared me. So, with that said, with all of the canceling, you know how we cancel people out nowadays. That's the new phase. With all the canceling of people, did you ever doubt that something you said would have been taken out of context, and you can pull to be canceled?
When I had said what I said, I think it was on the. I think it was on the Dear Black Man, or I think it was the one before that, the changes we faced, when I had said that people have to stop saying that if you're not out here marching with us, you're not with us, that there are some people out there. I felt like, you know, some people may still disagree with that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I had to look at it like this because I actually stressed about the episode. My boyfriend said, you walked out here half asleep talking about how you just want to be Black. And talk about the Black issue, like he said you, and I was like, wow, I'm half sleep talking about this. I had to just come to realize that the purpose that we made for this podcast, I had to go back to that. You know, as Black women, we're going to talk about those current issues because, like I said, we can't act like it doesn't affect us. It does. Mm-hmm. When Sandra Bland, what happened to her, I was scared as hell to drive down south by myself. I'm still scared to this day to get pulled over by cops. So we will definitely talk about that, but I can't let other people's perspectives in getting canceled, I can't let that stop me from my purpose. This podcast was built to help women unite, not to, you know, tear each other down. So, like I said, people are going to hear what they want to hear, but it's like Angel Charmaine had told us, you know, if three people only show up, or if no one show up, are you still going to show up and do what you were called to do?
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it.
I respect that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My comment in the Dear Black Man about the whole thing, would you be upset if you seen a Black man with a white woman? You know, I feared that they would cancel me. but mm-hmm. I didn't mean it as if I just see, you know, I mean, if they're a couple, go ahead, love who you love. I have no problem with that. So that's why I felt right. like I needed to clear that up. You know, I needed to make sure I gave the disclaimer. No, look, I mean, if the black woman was holding him down and got him to where he's at, and then, you know, mm-hmm. and then I feared when I said that the black men have to strip themselves just to fit in corporate.
That was real, though.
I know, but, you know, sometimes the real people don't want to hear that, you know, and I think that's an attack at the black man's character. I don't want them to, you know, think that, oh, yeah, I don't know how to put it, but I just fear when I said that, like, dang, you know, I don't want them to think I'm trying to take a shot at their manhood, you know, by all means. I know some of them do keep a piece of their culture, but let's be honest, you do strip away some of who you are just to fit in and stay there.
But
so,
see, no, I don't.
Know,
no, I got positive feedback about that. I didn't even take it
really?
The wrong way. You know, because, like, yeah, it was a documentary where a black man said, you can't be a black man in corporate America. He said that himself. I'm pretty sure a lot of black men felt when you were saying that. Trust me. No, I didn't. That was definitely a dope one.
And,
yeah, so.
Thank you. And the whole love bombing, that whole conversation, that scared me. I thought for sure I'll be killed, you know, because people don't want to hear about what they're going through. That scared me because I'm just like, oh, I don't want, you know, let me sugarcoat this a little bit, you know, because what happens if we touch on something that somebody is going through and they're like, well, they don't know my story. They don't know. And, you know, they canceled. I don't want nobody canceling us. We work too hard, you know? So, yeah,
I think the thing is, it's like if someone was coming to the podcast to listen to that, that means mm-hmm. that they were looking for a sign to help them get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at it with that one. Like I actually listened back to them. I'm like, damn, we did do a good job. And I got positive feedback on that one too as well. Like a lot of black women was like, well, I didn't even know that this was a thing, you know what I'm saying, to get
mm-hmm.
lavish and everything. Like, is something to learn about. And they were like, you guys were really informative and you made it very personal and, you know, it was just real easy to follow along with. So
okay.
I guess when we overthink and we criticize ourselves so much, that'd be the ones that we do damn good on. So
yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so I guess my next question for you, we'll go into aspect three, the mentality. What was your mentality like prior to starting this podcast, and how is it now?
Okay, prior to starting, we started at a rough time. We started when this whole COVID thing started taking over. I remember
mm-hmm.
you were here, and we started with our pilot. My mindset before that was I was tired. I was drained from my everyday life. My normal routine was draining me, you know, that working from 6 to 6. I was all over the place. I was getting better and healing, but then I was still all over the place. You know, this podcast gave me something to focus on. It gave me, you know, a new outlet. It gave me a voice. I was able to do something new. Yeah, I was scared. I'm not going to hold you up. I did not want to do it. I'm like, oh, my God. She already got this one podcast, and then I'm going to get on here, and I'm going to sound stupid. Nobody's going to listen.
Oh,
and then she goes like, nah, I'm not about to deal with you. We're not going to do this no more. This is not working out. So I was nervous, okay? When I tell you for the first four episodes, I was nervous as shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I still get on here, you know, I say a little prayer before the lady count down and tell us, you know, that our show is about to start. But I was scared. I'm like, oh, my God, they're not going to listen. They're not going to like me. Then that's just all the negative stuff that I put me through. Like you say, us Scorpios carry our dark cloud. And, yes, that dark cloud was over me, baby. But now I am stronger. Like, my mentality is so much stronger. I voice my opinions. And look, you about to get the real me, and you about to get the real me up front. I'm not sugarcoating. I'm not about to be your yes girl. No, this is how I feel, and this is valid. So you're going to listen to it. Either you like it or you don't. So this podcast has made me stronger as a woman, as a mother, as a friend, as a relative. It has just made me stronger all around, and I love it. Like, this has really
That's
been my outlet. Like, you should have seen me today. I worked from 6 to 6. I came home. I cleaned up my house. I cooked dinner. I gave the kids a bath. I was rushing to get to this phone, to my prayer closet. Before 7 o'clock, I made it in here at 6:55, okay? So, yes, this is my breath of fresh air every Monday. This helps me to reset my week. If I had a bad day, you know, a few hours prior, this show always lifts me because I know we're going to laugh. I know we're going to talk about good topics. So, I'm sorry if that was too long, but that's just how I've been going for y'all.
No, we love it. I love hearing that. Like, I'm telling you, like, this has been an outlet for me, too. Like, I swear, like, Sunday and Monday, I get, like, a dose, like, yes, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, it gives me energy to just want to type and everything and just, like, you know, be carefree. So, my mentality prior to starting, I was scared of shit that I was going to get on here and one day mess up and say, welcome to Self Love is My Rehab. That's what I was scared about. Like, I hope I don't get them mixed up. You know, I was also scared that I would sound redundant, that I wouldn't be able to talk about new things. Because, like, you know, like I said before, I think after college, I just stopped, like, educating myself. I'm going to be honest. So this podcast is helping me to research and, like, educate myself on stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, just stop trying to turn a blind eye to everything. Like, it's like once you become woke, you can't turn back to who you used to be. And, you know, this podcast reminds me of that every day. You know what I'm saying? Self-love is my rehab. Like, that really helps me too. But this one helps me to, like, really touch on woman topics. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my co-host DC is a male. We can't talk about this stuff. So I love doing the as a woman segment. You know what I'm saying? I love hearing the, you know, AO Queens listen up call. Like, I just love it. I can't wait to come on and everything. You know, now that we've done, like, a whole season, I feel more better. I haven't fucked up yet.
Yeah.
And said, welcome to Self Love's My Rehab. you know, I'm still trying to, like, get comfortable with it. I'm still trying to learn not to care about what other people are going to think. And, you know, just like I had to realize Self Love is My Rehab was my baby, this is our baby, and we can't let someone else come in and try to tell us how to parent this. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to keep reminding myself that. But I am getting stronger. I am getting a voice. You know what I'm saying? I am realizing that, you know, I have passion for, you know what I'm saying, stuff that's going on. And this podcast helps me. And it's like, I really want to help build the womanhood back up, especially in the Black community. You know what I'm saying? Like, break those colorism curses that we have upon us. You know what I'm saying? So, So my next question is, what has this podcast helped you to learn about your co-host that you didn't know before?
Oh, wow. I read this question. You sent it to me earlier, and I'm like, Pepper. I realized that my co-host goes to the gods all the time with her questions. Okay, you really make me sit back and think. Like, I love that you make me think. Every topic that you throw out there, every aspect, I really have to go do my research. Like, it hasn't been one episode where I haven't had to sit down, go on Google, type, write notes. Like, I'd be prepared. Like, I'm telling you, I've also learned that you are bold, you are beautiful, you have a story to tell that will heal many, and I want you to keep on going for it. Like, you are everything, girl. I love you so much. Like, and I thank you each
Don't
and every
make me
day
cry.
For I'm not trying to. So come on, now, you gotta be tough, okay?
I'm a punk.
You're my inspiration. Like, I really, girl, you are a leader. This is what you're supposed to do. Self-Love is My Rehab is really coming together. Like, you've been putting these pieces to this puzzle together, and I can see your vision. I can see your picture. And I know that you are growing every day. Like, the way we talk mm-hmm. now. Me, you have taught me we don't have to discuss gossip. We don't even gossip
yes.
no more, Tasha. Like, have
right.
you
noticed
our phone conversations? Girl,
yeah.
we're grown women out here. We don't gossip. We
yes.
don't talk about nobody. We talk about our goals. We talk about how each other's
yes.
day went. We talk about how we can make each other better. And I thank
mm-hmm.
you for that. Like, your growth, mm-hmm. it's like spilling over to me. Like, you're always giving and pouring into others, and I just want to return that favor back to you because you are phenomenal. Like, I have learned so much about you on here. You know, I've learned your deepest, darkest fears. I've learned your secret. Well, you know, we both share each other's secrets, but, you know,
yeah.
I've learned what makes you complex angel. So I just thank you. Thank you. That's what I've learned about you through this whole thing. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm over here red as shit. I look like a strawberry. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Okay. So, for you, I did not know how creative you were when it came to making the flyers. Every week, I could not wait to see what the flyer was going to be like. And every week, it's okay, I'm not even trying to be funny, but like when Trey Songz used to make those nasty, freaky songs, I'm like, Trey Songz can't get no nastier than this. And then he surprises you. Every time you would come out with a flyer, I'm like, okay, all right, she ain't going to knock me on my ass and it be something different. Like, when I got used to the routine, like just seeing the clock shattered in the background, colorism in the Black community, like you always were very creative, the quotes and everything. I learned that you have something to say, you know, like you don't see it, but Queen K, you are a very strong individual. You have been like strong since I've known you since we were 15 years old. You get what I'm saying? And I brought you on because I wanted you to see that within yourself. You know, like I get feedback a lot and a lot of people be like, Queen K be understanding me as a single mom. Like, you know, you have to understand that you represent a lot of them out there. You are the voice for them. And I knew that you were going to come on and you were going to give it your all. And you really shocked me. I thought that you was going to fight me on topics, but you just came ready every time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, for you to be a single mom with three kids, I thank you for taking the time out and even taking this serious, because somebody else could have said, this is taking away from me feeding my kids. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but you really take this serious, you know what I'm saying? And I know that we can grow and go to, like, the next level with it. I've learned more about you, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, we know each other since we were 15, but we couldn't really talk about things that we were going through back then because what happens in this house stays
yeah.
in this house. We lived by that. So it's like I learned a lot more about you on this, like, you know, especially when we did my journey through womanhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, we
mm-hmm.
both had some similarities and everything. The woman's panel, you know, how smart you are, like, all the research that you do, like, how you get your questions together, how you be having your points. I'm like, damn, I got to get my shit together. Like, you're a very organized person. So, yeah, like, you're a great business partner, great business partner. I'm telling you, you bring a lot to the table. I be feeling like, damn, I'm going to have the highlights. Like, I be trying to make sure my deadlines match your deadlines. But, yeah, so...
Thank you. I'm not gonna be a punk. I'm a thug. We gonna wrap it up with these last two questions. So my first question is, what are your expectations going into season two?
My expectations for going into season two, I want to talk more about the things that we really sweep under the rug. I want to talk about topics that make us cry at night when the world's not looking, because as women, we hold a lot of stuff in. And I want, you know what I'm saying, other women out there to see this podcast as an outlet like we do. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
it's like your sister said, we can only talk about topics that they can relate to. So I just want to go deeper and dissect a lot of these topics that we talked about down. What about you?
Me, I want to get into the oh my gosh topics. Like, I want people to be like, they talking about that? Like, that's what I want for season two. I want them to be scared to tune in, but want to tune in just to see where we take it. Like, I want our audience to grow. I hope that we do some live shows, you know,
yes.
So they can see us, you know, because we're beautiful out here. They need to see us. So
yes.
I hope that we can do that. I also just want our audience to be well-educated. You know, I want us to take it a next level. And then I also want us to use our platform to address some of the social issues that we're going through right now, you know, some of the worldly issues. Mm-hmm. So we can let, you know, we can educate people on that too. You know, even though this is a podcast created by women, mainly for
yes.
women, but, you know, we
right.
can touch on other stuff too. You know, I want us to be versatile. I want us to, you know, be able to chop it up for the men too, you know, and the social
yes.
issues that we're going through right now. So, those are my expectations for season two. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I know we can do it.
Yes.
So
that
brings me into my last question. Do you expect our audience to grow, and how?
Yes, I do expect them to grow. I think if we stay persistent, you know, I comment on other people's podcasts. I ask them, hey, if I listen to yours. Listen to mine. I send it into people's inbox, you know, going live, like you said, like one of us go live on Facebook and get more people to tune in, start, you know, getting people to interact, you know, hey, like send us topics that y'all want to hear, you know, and talk about. So I definitely
mm-hmm.
know we're going to grow. But, you know, it's a time consistent with it. You know, the more we continue to work at what we're doing, we'll definitely see, you know, a change in progress and growth.
Yeah, I get that. Me, I know that we'll grow because our numbers are showing up, you know, now with this.
Yes.
With season one, you know, our numbers are doubling and tripling what we were getting, you know. So I know that season two is just only going to be bigger. And, I want to make sure that I'm sharing more on social media. And then I need to actually be active, like, I want to get in the blog groups and be like, hey, tune into the show. You know, I do say, you know, I do let my family members and my coworkers know, like, y'all tune in. But I want to go.
Right.
I want to talk to different people that I haven't seen. I want to create, create us a website, you know, where we have
yeah.
our merch. I mean, who wouldn't like a queen shirt that says I am a queen or something like that? So, I
yeah.
want to brand this out as much as I can, you know, because I feel like this is good. This is therapeutic for women, you know. This is our space to be women and talk about stuff that we want to talk about. So those
mm-hmm.
are the things that, and then our women's panel, our conferences, I want to do all of that. I want to touch on all of that. I know, you know, only time will tell. And I know it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be a boom-type situation. We're going to have to work up towards it. But I feel like where we are now, there's no other way but up for us. That's just how this, yeah, this platform, I'm telling you, it's dope. I mean, they got to tune in. Even the haters tune in just to listen to it. So I like it.
Yes. Okay, oh, man. Okay. You got me over here tearing up. I don't like Queen K. She made me cry tonight, but it's cool.
Girl, cool. You just hot.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That too, but yeah. So, okay. All right, Queen K. Do you have the As the Woman question to this week?
Yes, I do. Okay. So, as a woman, ladies, this is what I want to know. Should we feel bad if we love our abuser, whether it's verbal, physical, mental? Should we feel bad if we still have an inch of love for them?
So you just gonna go against the grain on this one. See, you talk about I go to the guy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. It's okay.
So I mean, you want to know the backstory?
Sure. Give me the backstory.
Okay,
hello?
So I've only, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So, I've only had two relationships, and I'm not talking about this last relationship. That ain't a, that's a no-go. But I love the person that this, the first person, the first baby daddy. I got three kids, y'all. Two of them by one person, one of them by another. So there we go. I love the person that he is becoming. He is not the same person that I knew. You know, he, I, you know, with age, but you know, wisdom comes with it, and I see the growth. So because I was mentally and verbally abused at one point of our relationship, should I feel bad if I'm, you know, if we're cool, we're cordial? Should I feel bad about this relationship forming? Not a, not a personal. We can never be back together, you know, because I'm not gonna forget. But should I feel bad for caring about his, you know, his well-being and wanting to help him and being there for him? Should I feel bad about that? Or is that a no-go? How does that work?
Honestly, that means that you are at a healed point. That means that you can be the bigger person. And, you know, because y'all, you two have kids together, you guys, like, you know, he if you say that he's transforming and trying to become a better person for himself and his kids, you know, that makes it easier for you guys to co-parent. Is it wrong to still love your abuser? I'm going to say this. Abusers make you feel something. You know, I know for me, I was detached. I was walking around detached, really just suppressing a lot of stuff and just trying to distract myself from a lot of pain. And, you know, being abused and, you know, someone taking you from your highs to your lows, like, you know, and it, and they're coming like clockwork, it's a lot. And, you know, it doesn't just go away like that because they put you through a lot. So you can still love them, but you have to set boundaries, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to get hurt twice. You don't want to walk into something blindly. It's okay to care and everything, but you want to make sure. I never keep the door open all the way because you never want someone to think that they have a way back in, you know what I'm saying, to get something, you know. You can have a talk with him and see, like, does he hold himself accountable for what he did to you? Has he even apologized for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to, I say that abusers, they have the right to change too, but they have to hold themselves accountable for what they did. You can't just say that you changed and, you know what I'm saying, you're still oblivious to the hurt that you caused me. But I think that it's good that you guys are cordial and that you can co-parent for your kids, you know? So I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, cool. Okay, because, you know, I'll cut somebody off if you tell me, no, Queen K, cut them off. All right, so that brings us to our next segment, Glowing Business of the Week.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. Yeah, you guys, please go to Facebook. I'm not sure his Instagram name, but his name is Cedric Rivers, and his company is called H Property Management LLC. So I had to screenshot so I can show you exactly what he specializes in. He does bedrooms. He repairs water damage ceiling, he paints, he does drywall, he does crown molding, wood staining, flooring, demo cleanouts, janitorial, and so much more. Licensed and insurance, trained and experienced, free estimates. Cedric Rivers, he is located in Philadelphia, and he's Black owned. Please, let's pour and let's put our magical dimes back into these Black businesses. And that's my glowing business of the week.
Okay.
What about you, Queen K?
Okay, so I got a glowing business, and also I got a song too that I want everybody to go listen to. I'm gonna tell you guys about the song first. I'm still pulling up the information, and my phone is acting crazy, so I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But first, the song that I noticed is kind of odd, but I listened to the lyrics today, and I just want to share it on my platform. Everybody, I know, you know, Some people don't like rap, but please go listen to The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby.
Okay.
He's pretty much shedding some light for this younger generation, you know, and trying to pretty much just listen to it. I can't say too much.
Okay.
I just need y'all to listen to it. But please, please listen to it, y'all. The Bigger Picture by Lil Baby, okay? And as far as my glowing business, I was still trying to find the her website. I don't have it. But I went to high school with her. Her name is Joelle. She is on Facebook by Joe, S-E-S-A-Y. So she has this clothing brand, the Black Renaissance LLC, and she sells T-shirts, hoodies. You know, she also does a podcast. Please tune in to her as well. But she has these Juneteenth shirts, and
okay.
She has them for the whole family. So please look her up. Like I said, J-O-S-E-S-A-Y on Facebook, and her clothing line is called the Black Renaissance, okay? So please, please, if you want your shirts, get them now. They are going really fast. Like, I think she sold out of one of them so far. But when I tell you she got them for the whole family, she got your two T's to your three X's. Look her up. So that is my glowing business for the week.
All right, okay. Well, let's get into the Ayo Queens Listen Up quote.
Okay, so tonight I have one quote sponsored by Pinterest. Y'all know how many Pinterest are. That's
y'all better
my
pay her Pinterest. Y'all better pay
I'm
her.
I'm telling you,
all this advertising.
I promote them too much. You know what? I get them free advertising. I don't know. They need to pay me. Pay me. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. But, okay, so it says, this is for my women. It says, I will not be another flower picked for my beauty and left to die. I will be wild, difficult to find, and impossible to forget. Girl, that was two snaps in a circle, I'm telling you.
Yeah, shoot. Felt like I was Maya Angelou, you know what I'm saying? The woman I am. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Girl,
yeah, phenomenal woman.
That's
yes.
Me.
Yes,
me.
Oh,
but then okay, so I said I had one, but I got two. So this was the other
okay.
one. It said, "If you treat me like an option, I'll leave you like a choice."
Mm.
And I said, "That's the drop the mic quote right there. That is the drop the mic."
I like
so,
that.
So
like
with
that.
That said, thank you. So with that said, let's get into the no apologies thought of the week. Come on, Complex, give it to us.
Okay, so my no apology thought this week is that comparison dies when you stop lying to yourself about who you really are. And what I mean by that is really think about things that you hide in the dark, that you only do when no one's looking. Be honest with yourself about it. Ask yourself, why do you do the things that you do? Why are you afraid to distract? Really learn who you are as a person. It's very uncomfortable, but once you know who you are, no one can tell you or try to come along and control you. So, yeah, that's my apology thought for the week.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, before we end, I do have a question.
Sure.
Give me your top two episodes, your top two topics. Give them to me.
Oh, shit. My top two. My first one, honestly, the Black Women Lives Matter panel. That was very powerful. And the changes we face. I like those. Those were my favorite, too. Those were my two favorites.
Okay. My two favorites was, of course, the Black Women Lives panel. That one was powerful. I loved that one. That was our first time. It was scary for the both of us to have four women on at one time, but it worked out lovely. So that was my other one. And my all-time favorite is the Battle of the Sexes. I love those.
Girl. I forgot all about those. Those
was my favorites. Both of them. Both remastered and original.
Yeah.
Good luck. Back to them.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have that again in the next season, and it's going to be more, we're going to touch on the independent woman and what's the fears. Yeah.
So we looking forward to that.
Tune in.
Tune in. Y'all going to love this. We got new victims, y'all. We got new victims. So tune in.
New victims.
Y'all going to like it. But shout out to all the guests that came on. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking time out to come and kick it with us. Yep. So, okay. Well, I guess we can end it. All right. I'm Complex Angel. I'm the Vibe.
And I'm Queen K. I'm the Vision.
And peace and love. We out.
We out.